Hey, Rich.
Hey, Joey. Sorry about that, man. It's been a crazy day.
No, I apologize. I was a little bit later because I was on the phone with somebody, and I was like, oh, forgot to call you back. And I called you a couple of times. I was like, oh, man, he's probably still at the site. So I called Kyer. I was like, hey, is everything okay? He said, yeah. I said, all right, well, he'll call me whenever he wants. I just want to make sure you're all right.
Yeah, no, it's been crazy. I was taking down a sign that I probably shouldn't have done, but it's all good.
Oh.
So we are ready to go. I talked to Kyer. He likes it. So we're going to move forward and take a chance on you guys.
Cool. That's exciting for sure. Yeah, I had a pretty good conversation with him. I think I answered all of his questions too. I told him that you have my information. I can send it to him as well. That way, just in case you or him, you know, have to get in contact with me like you've been, you know, that'd be no problem with us then, all right?
All right, perfect. Well, yeah.
Let's get some things set up here first and foremost, right? First is we need your legal first and last name. So is it Richard or?
It's R-I-C-H-E-R, the French name.
Oh, nice. Okay. R-I-C-H-E-R. And then last name, is it Diesel, D-I-E-S-E-L?
No, so it's actually D-E-Z-I-E-L.
Okay. And what's a good email address for you guys?
So we're going to go with the same one there, ebbuddync@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And the phone number, the one that you want on Google, is it 919-208-3595?
Yep, that'll be the one.
All right. And your company name, is it just EVBuddy? That's it?
Yeah, EVBuddy. The legal name is EVBuddy LLC, but yeah, it's just on the website, just EVBuddy.
What's
so
the EVBuddy?
Just so you're aware, there's a couple of other, I wasn't aware of this when I first started the company, to be honest, but there's a couple of other companies in different states with the same name. California's got one and Florida's got one.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that too, because when I was looking you guys up when you first made the call, we should check that too, because yeah, I saw a couple of them that was out there, but I think you guys are all new ones.
So we got to be better than them, Joey. That's the goal here.
That is definitely the goal for sure. So like we'll send the people to you. It's a partnership. Your job is to crush it, you know, do a good job, and then together we can definitely be better than them for sure.
Sir,
EVBuddy, Durham. Yep, Durham. And then that's, so you guys are Eastern Standard Time. So let me do that. All right. And so the business address, if you guys are using your own address, that's fine. We can hide it on Google. Like I think you guys are, but, what would be the business address?
Mm-hmm. We're using, Kyer's house right now. It's 1130 okay. Metropolitan Drive. We're going to get a P.O. box soon and change all that stuff over. But right now that's what it is, yeah.
Okay. All right. That's no problem. Yeah, we'll do the same. We'll make sure it's all hidden for you guys, and we're going to be building. So that domain name, excuse me, that domain name that I saw, that's, you guys own that domain name, right? We're going to reuse it?
You're talking about what does domain name mean?
Sorry. Yeah, the website. Yeah. So evbuddync.com.
Yeah, that's us. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. All right. And so let me update this real quick. Okay. So a few questions and then we'll schedule a time. We'll get the listing all wrapped up here, but we'll schedule a time to meet with our team. It's a little bit later in the day, so we don't have any availability today, but we'll probably, we'll have some availability on Monday. You guys pretty free on Monday?
Not really, but we can make some time. That's okay.
Well, that's okay. Monday or Tuesday. No rush. Whatever
Tuesday's
you have.
Tuesday's actually worse. Let's stick with Monday. Okay. Monday might be the best.
All right. Let's stick with Monday. You can choose anywhere between. I can check, but it should be anywhere between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
What would be better for you?
A little bit. If you guys could put, I don't know if you can put a little note in there, but later would be better. But whenever it's fine, you know, whenever you're able to get the team together.
Yep. So 6 p.m. is the best we can do.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Yeah, that'd be perfect.
All right. Good. So let me get you guys slotted in here real quick. And do you want, as far as Kair goes, do you want him as a authorized user on here, right? So you guys both have the same like credentials to call in and make changes and edit.
Exactly.
All that stuff?
Yeah. Honestly, he's probably gonna be managing most of this. So yeah, we would need to get him on there for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you gave me his name and you gave me his phone number, so we're already good there. And then, let's see here. All right. And you guys are already Google verified. Are you guys licensed and insured?
Yep, licensed and insured. I've got my insurance policy number if you need that.
Nope, that's okay. So Google typically needs it, but you guys already have one set up, but for us to do that marketing, they'll want to continue to make sure that they have that. So that's perfectly fine for right now. And I'm going to find your Facebook page here.
I don't know if we have a Facebook page.
I was going to say, I thought we did. Oh, you don't have one, right?
Yeah,
you
said I can make one. Yeah, we have Instagram and all that. We can make a Facebook page. Basically, it's going to be the same as our Instagram, but yeah,
yep.
We can make one real quick.
Yep. So when you meet the team on Monday, 6 p.m., they'll go over all that. But all we need you to do is just create it. Once you create the business page, we'll do everything else for you.
Perfect. Yeah, that's what I like to hear.
Yep. We just got to make sure that you guys are okay with actually creating it, and then we'll take over. So I'll add that in here now. Yes, you do need a website. How do you guys typically, right now you were just at a house, when you go to take payment off of a client, how do you do that? Is it cash, credit, check?
Yeah, so we take any of those. We have a QuickBooks system. It does all of our accounting. So I've got a card reader. We take card, check, cash, whichever. But it's all on the QuickBooks accounting system is how we do that.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Okay, QuickBooks. And do you guys take, the other stuff, like Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, anything like that?
I haven't before, and mainly just because typically the customers that we service, they don't I don't know. I guess it's just because I've never offered that as a type of payment. But, I mean, no,
okay.
We don't do that right now. We could. That's
okay.
Definitely something we could do.
Okay. It's just for us marketing. So we basically, when we market you all over the place, we tell them, hey, this is what they accept. So we'll put it all over the place. So if you guys ever do start to accept that, just let us know. We'll update everything for you for sure.
Gotcha. Yeah. For now, let's
do
that.
Yeah,
cars,
we'll stick with what we got now. Mm-hmm. So for the miles, you want 30 miles radius, and what zip code do you want the 30 mile radius in? There in Dunham. Durham.
Let's do, Durham is going to be 27713 is the zip code. I think 30 miles is good. I just want to make sure that that's covering all the towns that we service here.
Mm-hmm. And we could do up to 50, by the way, so.
Gotcha. So, I want to see how far Pequot is from Durham, and then that'll kind of decipher. But I think 30 should be fine. Let me just make sure real quick.
Yeah, that's fine. And then whenever you get a minute, I'll just need your guys' hours of operation. Like, when do you guys want to be scheduled for?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha. So Pequot is like 34 miles from Durham.
Okay.
And I definitely want to service that.
So we could do 40 miles.
Can we do 40 miles? That'd be perfect.
Yep. Yeah, 40 miles is fine. Like I said, you could do up to 50. So if you ever want to extend it even further, just let us know. We'll get you up to 50. It's included in the 249.
Right. I think 40 is going to be the sweet spot. I don't really want to drive too far here.
Okay, perfect. All right, and hours of operation.
So here's the thing with that. So before, right now, I've got our Google page set up to, I think it's like 9 to 5. I'd like to do 24/7 service, but obviously after hours is going to be an emergency fee, but I think that just gets into accounting. But for open hours of operation, I'd like to do 24/7, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. Okay, I just want to confirm, because I got 24 hours, and you're off Saturday to Sunday. So is that how you want to keep it?
No. So just 24 hours always.
Always. Like, oh, got it. Okay.
Always. Yeah. So the reason I want to do that is there's been issues in the past where, there's been like emergency calls. I've worked for other companies where they offer emergency calls. So we're open all 24/7. And, there's just a lot of, you know, in the wintertime, ice storms, stuff like that. There's just a lot of stuff we can capitalize on.
Very true. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, perfect. All right. So what I'll do is I'll save the cart now, the cart that you're going to want to use. I'm not going to charge you now. I have to read you off like a voice verification. But just to save it, because this is going to be listed as Google advertisement, it is a tax write-off. So if you guys typically have like a business card you want to use, that'd be perfect. If not, whatever, debit or credit card.
Yeah, we've got a business card. Yeah. That's,
okay,
that's
cool.
Perfect.
All right. All right, perfect. And so what's the address to that card?
That's going to be 1130 Metropolitan Drive.
Oh, same. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
And is this a Master Visa Discover?
Master.
All right. Whenever you're ready, we'll do the card number, we'll do the expiration, and then the three digits on the back.
All righty. So it's going to be 5297-0700-0603-2704.
Okay.
And the expiration is going to be 0828.
That's August 28. Okay, yeah. Three digits in the back.
It's going to be 701.
Okay. I'm going to give you a security question here. So I'll explain to you in a minute what that's for, but you get three questions. You can choose your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city I was born in.
City you were born, and then go ahead and spell that for me.
So it's going to be LAVALTRIE.
How do you pronounce that? Lavalotry?
It's Lavalotry, yeah. It's a French name.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I'm like, man, I don't want to sound crazy saying it, but, oh, it's French?
No,
so
the Americans say that, yeah, they say Lavalotry.
Yeah, Lavalotry, yeah. So you were born in France?
No, Canada, yeah. French Canada.
Canada, oh, God, okay, gotcha. Oh, that's cool. All right, nice. So let me go ahead and say that. All right. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to hook you up with the $249 price. I have to change the pricing here. So give me a second. Just discount. So it's $249 on the dot. Okay. I'm going to read you off a voice verification here. So this is to basically get you guys locked in as far as pricing goes. So it's not going to go up and it's not going to go down. So at any point, you know, you want me to repeat something, you want me to clarify something, just let me know, and then that way I can kind of reiterate it to you. But
okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
EV Buddy, LLC.
All right. Please state the name and title within the business.
Title meaning my title?
Yeah, just your name and then your title within the business.
Gotcha. My name is Rich Diesel, and title is owner.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And are you authorized, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, as exciting as everything is, to get the, you know, results as fast as possible, it is going to be very important that you're actively involved in the campaign. So, you know, as it increases visibility within that circumference that we got you under and being on the first page, just please be advised that I know you guys are already receiving some calls from people trying to do your marketing. But they'll be able to see that some people can see that you're marketing with us and they may try to claim that they're with us. So that security question that I gave you is for your protection, is to make sure that you're not talking to anybody that's legitimately not Local Splash, right? So just want to make sure I was very clear on that point. And you know, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Kind of like how you've been.
Yeah, 100%. So quick question about that. Is it going to be somebody else I'm going to be dealing with, or is it mainly you?
You know, so I told Kyra this. I am not the one that does, like, the actual work. You know, my job is to obviously be, you know, skilled in explaining the products, but you guys can use me as a point of contact. So if you want to deal directly with me, that's perfectly fine. But when you meet the team on Monday, you're going to have an account manager team. So, like, their job is to actually do all the, like, actual listings, building the website.
And that's who we're going to be conversing with and whatnot.
Yeah, that's where you're going to be you're talking to most of the time. But don't ever feel like, you know, if you feel more comfortable, like, shooting a question to me or talking to me, you want to shoot me an email or call me, do that. That's perfectly fine.
Right. No, that's perfect. I just don't like when there's, like, four or five people involved. I usually like having, you know, one person to call, whoever it may be, if I've got issues, whatever, you know, whatever issues may be. But,
reach out to me, because it might be a couple people because it's an entire team that helps you do everything. So there might be a couple of different people. So I'll be like the main point for you. That's fine.
Perfect.
All right. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. And your payment in the initial term and account setup will be charged today. That's 11/3 of 23 in the amount of only $249. The second payment is going to be completed automatically, and it's going to renew every month on the 3rd. So it's literally the 3rd of every month. So December 3rd, January 3rd, same exact amount, $249, doesn't go up, doesn't go down. Now, as I've been stating to you earlier, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. You could reach out to me directly. And to prevent any charges to your next month's service, all you have to do is call us, let us know within 3 days of your billing cycle, in order for us to do that for you. We even have an option to pause. So, like, let's say 6 months down the road, you guys are crushing it, getting a ton of work, a lot of word of mouth, don't really need too much marketing, call us, we'll pause your listing, you won't pay us the $249, we'll keep everything up for you, and then we can resume it whenever you guys want. So do you guys agree, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So this is going to close out the listing for us. So once this goes through, then that guy's locked you in. That means we don't have to call anybody. I actually just signed somebody up. It was in a different state, but there was a couple of EV companies that are out there right now and in other states.
Oh,
that
man, they're cheating on us.
No, it's in complete different states. So they don't cross paths or anything like that. And somebody signed one up and I was like, oh, let me check real quick. And I went to go look. I was like, okay, there's nowhere near where we're at. I was like, okay, we're safe.
Nice. So it's a booming industry, man. I'm sure there's gonna be a lot more coming out.
No, for sure. So it's hard for us because we don't really get too many, like we get a lot of calls obviously every day because we service 45 states and, you know, we don't just work with just electrical companies. We're roofers, plumbers, general contractors, yada, yada. So we get a lot of work, but, just recently, probably in the last like month or two, I think I personally signed up two. And somebody else just yesterday signed up, or this morning signed up somebody else in another state, and I was like, oh, that's weird. I feel like we're getting
I'm seeing them a lot more. Yeah, when I first started my company, there was no EV at all.
Probably
the
nobody.
Whole state. I looked very, very deeply into it, and I couldn't find anybody. And then a couple of weeks later, I find that EV outlet installers, all kinds of EV related companies, and I'm like, man. Mm-hmm. Good thing we hopped on the wave at the right time, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and it's good that I know you guys are pretty early when it comes to like having your business run, but you know, it's a good thing that you're doing the marketing now because that's going to keep you afloat. Like we don't compete with nobody. So like once we get you on the first page, like you guys stay there. Like it's not like you guys are going to end up on page 5. Like you're always going to be on the first page. Now, there may be some differences. You may not be, like, literally number one. You may be number 5, you're number 6, then it may fluctuate. You may be number 2, you may be number 8, you know, things like that. But you'll always be on the first page. So it's good because the more pattern recognition people see of the same company as far as EV goes, you know, it's better for you to do it earlier rather than later. So yeah, you guys hit it nail on the head when it comes to like the marketing and all that. We're starting to notice that we're getting more people trying to do that now for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of companies fail, man, since I've been in this industry. And it feels like marketing's probably priority number one when it comes to owning the business. So, yeah, right on.
Yep.
That's what we're
yep.
hoping for. That's what we aim for. So.
No, absolutely. So, all right, I think we are good. I sent you should have got a text message here. In that text message.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Yeah, you might have gotten a couple there. In one of those text messages, if you want to open up, there's some terms and conditions in there. If you want to read through that really quick and then just sign in at the bottom, you can type your name. Once you're done doing that, it actually takes you to like a sign-in screen. Don't have to worry about that. We'll get you hooked up with the analytics on Monday. But if you want to do that real quick, that would be perfect.
Yeah,
but you're already locked in.
Yeah, which one do I click on? So I've got...
Try the first one that we, I believe it's like the first
yep.
one.
I think.
And it'll say localsplash.com/terms/ and then your phone number.
Yeah, so I'm on it now. It says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I'm out to read. Okay. Got it. All right. Pick you and type your name. All right.
Okay.
All right. I just clicked it.
Yeah, once you get done with all that, it'll take you to a login. That's where you can stop. You don't have to do anything after that.
Gotcha. Perfect.
All right, and then let me save this. All right. Okay, so we're good there. So we got the reminder. So we're all set there, and then let me send you an email with the reminder for Monday. You said 6 o'clock was good for you, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So that's the 5th, right? Is that the 5th? No, it's the 6th.
Yeah. No, it's the 6th. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, 6th. Yeah, let me do this while I double check. So let me set the reminder, and then let me send you an email real quick. You don't have to do anything with it. You can confirm it if you want to, but it's just for our team to know what's going on here. So let me just add that and we should be done. Was that your last job of the day?
Yep. Yeah. So do a couple phone calls and I'm done for the day.
Nice. Okay. You got any jobs lined up for, like, it shows you didn't work weekends, but do you normally have anything going on like on the weekends typically or?
Yeah, well, so tomorrow I'm doing, button up a little job tomorrow, and then we've got a very busy week next week, so.
Wow.
The weekends we use to try and catch up, really.
Wow, gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, I'm glad you're not working too hard. You know, definitely need some time to the family and things like that, but, you know, we're definitely going to be here to help you. It looks like your terms and conditions were signed. You know, congratulations, Rich. I know it was a little bit of a battle from yesterday to today. I'm glad we weren't able to, we were able to keep the position here for you. You know, our job is to now do the rest, right? You gave us your trust. We're definitely going to earn that other 99% here for you. So super excited. You have my information. You've been getting in contact with me. So you know how to get in contact with me. If you need anything, any questions, any concerns, don't hesitate. Just give me a call. Did I give you my email, by the way? I'll resend it to you. I'll check to see if I did. I don't remember. But if I did, I'll make sure you have that because sometimes that's easier because I might be on a call and sometimes I'm not, you know, readily available for the phone. So email's always
right, gotcha. Yeah, if you can resend that to me just so I have it.
Yeah, I'm gonna. So email is, let's do that quick. Copy, paste. Send. Okay. All right. I just sent it to you. Just let me know as long as you got it. That's fine.
Yep. That's it. Got it.
Cool. All right, we are all set. What questions? You got any questions for me? Any concerns? Anything like that?
I don't believe so. Not as of right now. So I guess we'll talk to you on Monday.
Perfect. Yeah. Talk to you guys on Monday. If you don't have any other questions, concerns, it was a pleasure speaking with you, Rich. Best of luck for you guys this weekend, and have yourself a great rest of your day. Take care.
You too, man. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.